to worry about, eh?
However, Ann said she's not going to be doing that after the fall.
Oh, really?
There's not enough room in there to put the cans when they took that wall down, and because, you know, if it went to Tom, they'd stand up forever, but, I mean, I don't know when that would be her problem. If they stick them in there, the guys can go out the front door.
Well, weren't we talking about maybe loading them on a trailer of some kind and taking them down without crushing? Does that sound like a...
Somehow that's going to work, because if those cans aren't crushed, boy, they add up in a hurry.
Yeah, I guess so. That was true.
Somebody else's problem, not mine.
Well, yeah, we need to talk about that, I guess, when we all get back.
Oh, I didn't hear yourself there.
Is this meeting already underway?
No. Who's that, John? No, we're just waiting for you, John. We wouldn't start without you. Sorry, did Jim Arthur get there yet? Okay, so we got John, Jim Arthur, Judy, Jan, Betty, Richard, and Pete. Anybody else? And of course, Mary's there. 6, 7. So we got 7. We got a quorum, don't we? Okay, with a quorum, then let me call this special meeting of the Board of Directors of Forest Park open for the transaction of such business as may probably come before. That's long. I got to shorten that. So anyway. If we will, Mary, call the roll, if you will, please, for the record.
Okay. Erling Jan Jimenez. Bob Dickerson?
Yep, here.
Betty Campbell?
Here.
Jan Orlando?
Here.
Bob Lang? Excuse?
Yep.
Bob Knight?
I'm here.
Jim Arthur?
I'm here.
Jen Barnett?
I haven't heard from Jim.
Judy Burkhead?
Here.
Keith Lawrence?
Here.
Liz Smith is excused.
Right.
Mr. Taylor?
Richard's there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Aubrey is excused, and Becky is going to try to call in from her road trip.
Okay. Okay, very good. So we have a quorum. Should we dispense with the minutes from the previous meeting, the reading of them?
Yes.
Okay. Would someone make a motion we do that?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, that's Pete. Is there a second to that?
I will. Jan.
Okay, Jan, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we'll dispense with the reading of the minutes from the previous meeting. Excuse me. Let me clear my throat. Okay, there's, of course, two things that we wanted to discuss today. One was a putt-putt and one was a Leffel house. Let's go to the putt-putt first. What's the situation on that now? Has it changed any since over the last couple of weeks? My understanding is, well, I saw the pictures, so the holes have been exposed and we know where they are. And we haven't gotten the bids from anyone except for Sticks and Stones so far. We were waiting for one from, was it McCleary? Was that it, Mary? And
Mary Construction and Hodge Marine.
Yeah, you didn't get either one of those in yet, eh?
No.
Just to clear it up a little bit, that was not actually a bid from Chuck. That was just some figures that he threw together on some prices that he got for dirt and labor hours that he figured it was going to take to do it. And
okay.
And when he got to the point where we needed the bid, then he would put everything together on paper, and that would be his bid then.
Okay, that's fine. That'll be good.
Just wanted to give us some idea of what we were getting into.
Yeah. Well, he's been in that business a long time, so I would expect that his estimate's probably going to be pretty close to what we get from those other guys. And what I've gotten from email so far is that it seems like most of the people want to wait, and maybe we have to wait unless it's an emergency until we get back and have a membership meeting and let them decide on it. Is that kind of the consensus around the table there and on the phones? Yes and no. Go ahead, Richard, was that?
We should cover the holes over.
Yeah, no question.
No waiting for anything. I mean, why would we have holes for?
Yeah.
And we talked to the contractor, Pete and I were down with him yesterday. It wasn't Pete or Danny, is he? He will not give us a cubic yard price. He wants time and material. Now you're talking big bucks.
Yeah. Well, Richard, you had mentioned something about just having Steve and Butch go ahead and fill them. We got that backhoe. Is it a matter of putting dirt in, or should we put gravel in first, or how should that be done?
Can't put sand in the hole, because it'll run better.
Yeah.
And then put some topsoil on top of it. You're going to lose the golf course.
Yeah.
That shit is, let our people do it.
Yeah. Our people said they can't do it.
Yes, they can't do it.
You told me both companies said they
can't. Or can't.
Because they don't have the time, they don't have the equipment.
You mean to lose the golf course?
He told me yesterday that he told you if you rented the equipment that they could do it. That's the equipment they had, they could not do it.
Well, do we know how much sand and dirt we'd have to have? Do you have any idea, Richard?
Well, we can just buy it by the load and have a load of sand, a load of dirt put in there, and fill those holes up. Bob, I've been here, never mind how busy I've been, talking to everybody I can talk to, including Larry Strickler. The end where the golf course is, was a lot of trees put in there.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what's happened.
Well, after 22 years, you would have still there, just, they're gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Fake holes. I don't see any reason whatsoever to dig that whole thing up and haul concrete out and fill dirt back in. Concrete's not going anywhere.
No, that's right. Yeah, it's organic material that's going to rot and cause the holes.
My suggestion would be, and it would be, to fill up the holes, just as we've been doing, and use our people. Why should we hire somebody when we've got equipment and people that can run it?
Well, what special equipment is Steve saying they need special equipment?
They don't need
what
would
they
need? That back up. Because he can't do it, I can. Okay? I mean, I never heard you can't do it. They don't want you, maybe. But that's not the question.
I agree with you, Richard. It seems like we've got that backhoe, and what is there to do except have a load of sand put down there and have them push it into the holes?
Right. You got to go, you get start at the beginning, and you first you clean all the riprap out of it that you want to save out of the golf course, and you start here and fix it as you go before you walk on anything.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry. It's like clearing a minefield. It's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we do it this way and we're wrong, it hadn't cost us a couple thousand bucks.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
Okay, and then if we have to do it a different way, well, at least we haven't spent $135,000.
Well, what I'm concerned about is removing the emergency situation that we have now and then wait till we get back in November and have our first membership meeting with a quorum and present it to the membership and see what they think. And by that time, we should know more about how many more holes have been created and, you know, just what the situation is. And we'll have the other bids in from those two firms, too. And can take a look at those. But if we could, yeah, if we could fill those holes in, we remove that emergency situation to make me feel a lot better. How does other people around the table feel about that? Let's go around in whatever order. Jim Arthur, what do you feel about that?
That's fine.
And Judy Burkhead?
Well, my only concern is what is the danger for Steve or Butch to put that heavy weight backhoe on that property? Will they sink down?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know.
I don't think we want them.
No, absolutely not. I don't think they get hurt, but it certainly could create some more depressions.
To answer your question, you don't just drive out on that. Mm-hmm. You start at the beginning, and you take your backhoe, and you probe those holes, and hit a hard. That's how it is. If it's going to go down, it'll go down there. Okay, because they've got a whole lot more power than we have.
It's probably a good way to compact that area, too.
As you fill the hole up, then you walk forward and you keep doing it. But the golf course has got to go. I mean, there's no way to stay.
Well, are you talking, Richard, about tearing the golf course up? Or is there anything on that we can save or just leave it there and fill around it?
Before Becky left, I sent her in the office and she thought we would save the decorative brick and the pavers and that sort of thing. Should we want to put another golf course in, we'll have it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the concrete, though, of course, is going to be gone, right? You can't save that.
As far as the curving around it and the actual holes, they're going to be. I mean, we're just going to dig them up and they're just old concrete to break up.
Yeah.
There's no reinforcement in that concrete to hold everything together, and when you stop to pick it up, it's just going to crumble.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, Pete, since you're on that, I'm sorry, Judy, was that your comment? Anything else you wanted to say?
No, I'm No, that's all.
Okay. Pete, go ahead with what your comments are.
Well, just, I guess from hearsay, from what I've been talking to people on the Bridget Act, too, I guess I got to kind of agree with him. I'm not an authority on construction that I worked in or anything, but everything I'm hearing from Bridget sounds pretty good to me. And the only other thing is, if we don't do it now, what are we going to do for security around there?
That's right, yeah.
We're going to have to put a good fence up or something and keep these people out. But, you know, when these people start coming back next month, they're going to want to drive out in there, look in the holes.
Yeah.
There was somebody in there last night looking, Ken, just said,
John Bojack, just got back.
Yeah, Bojack, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're going to have to do something to keep people out.
We got to do it. People should be walking down there. I was going to walk down there.
Get chicken.
Has that phone washed out a lot? Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, Jan, what do you think? What's your feeling?
I think I said my opinions to everybody, so everybody would know my feeling on it. And as far as the golf course, I think we should save what we can save and let it up to the people if they want to rebuild it again. John noticed that the planning committee had designated another area for that golf course to begin with, and that's where it should have been. Anything that heavy or anything other than just trees, bushes, should not be put back there in that back 40. And if we're going to have committees that do research and study, I think we should not listen to people who say they don't want it in a certain place, put it someplace else, because now you see the problems we are having. Because that is not the place that it was intended to be. Beautification.
Okay. Okay, John, what do you think?
Oh, I agree. I think Jan and
Richard.
And Richard here have got everything all organized, and Pete and that, they're all well right on top of the whole situation. I don't know why we would not proceed along the plans that they say.
Yeah. Betty, how about you?
I'm neutral on it. I'm not saying anything.
Okay. In terms of Butcher Steve being able to do it, it seems to me they could, and if they need extra hours, we could certainly give them the extra hours, eh? And, and like you say, Richard, you know how to operate that backhoe too, if for some reason they can't. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Richard?
If they don't want the extra hours, Bob, the thing to do would be to go to one of these workforce places and get us up a couple of Mexicans or Guatemalans and pay them probably a third of what we pay in Abois. And they'll put that sand in there much faster, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And we won't have to listen to them crying all day long.
Do it anyway.
Yeah, I think we should do that anyways.
Yeah, we should do that anyway. If they don't want to do it, just leave them alone.
Yeah.
You think? Well, we got to have that backhoe operating, though, don't we?
Well, Richard will run the backhoe.
Do you mind doing that, Richard?
I don't care.
What? Do you think sticks and stones? Yeah. Then they might as well go with the other deal anyway. Yeah.
I kind of agree with getting people from that temporary service to come over and do the grunt work on it. So, well, would someone want to make a, what I hear is that you're in agreement to filling that with sand and dirt to make it safe, at least for now, to remove that hazard, and to do that work if our guys want or can't do it, they'll go to a temporary agency and hire a couple of guys to come in on a daily basis and do it. Is that pretty much the consensus? If it is, would someone make a motion? Okay, you want to make a motion for that, Pete?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we go ahead and fill it out. I just have one question for Richard. When we put the gravel or sand in, are we going to use water on the canal to flush it down in?
Well, if we put some sand, it'll run.
Will it run enough, do you think?
If he comes here, we have to decide as we go along.
As we go along.
I don't want to say it's absolute because it's not.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah.
We'll do it the way it's supposed to be done and make sure it's full as far as we, you know, do our best on it. We certainly don't want to fill it up and have it came in.
That's sure, yeah.
No.
That's why I want to probe with the bucket, do it as we go. I mean, it's no big deal. Just bang it down. If it's going to go, it's going to fill up.
Okay. I'll make a motion then that, like Richard said, we take the backhoe and we bang this stuff down and get all the holes. Bang down if we can, And then at that point, we kind of saw them with sand, and we have to use water in the long run, and we'll have to decide that at the time when we do it. And that puts a little bit of dirt on top of it, and then I guess probably...
That's a long motion.
I guess then we probably want to put some sod on top of it to make it look good.
Okay. Betty, did you get that motion? You can shorten it down a bit. Not Betty, I'm sorry, Mary.
I got it.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Richard, okay. All in favor, any discussion? Any further discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, the motion carries unanimously, and that's good. I think that's a good idea. So, okay, if there's nothing else on that, let's go down to the Leffel House. I sent that little note from Bill Maron to you a few days ago. But some of the response I got on that, too, indicated that they think it would be better to wait until we get back. There's no emergency on that. And we can kind of think about it in the meantime, decide which way might be the best to go. And so anyway, I want your comments on it. But Bill and his friend, I guess, were ready to go on that if we agreed to the rehab. But I'm sure if we decide to wait, they can come back in with another proposal, probably the same one. And I expect that the rate might be the same. What's your feeling on that? Let's go down the line on that. Betty, what do you think about? Do we even want to discuss it to that length this morning, or just wait till we come back? Betty, what do you think?
Well, as two manufacturers, home dealers, that you cannot sell the house if it had mold in it.
Yeah, I know you indicated that before. Well, that's something we could check on, certainly.
That's the only thing I say before we make a contract. We better go to the county and make sure that's true.
Yeah, you're right. And I was supposed to call the county and haven't done that. That's my fault. Pete, what do you think?
I have a comment on that.
Go ahead, John.
I don't know to what extent it's relevant, but at one of those CAN meetings we went to, there was a presentation by the company that does restoration and rehabilitation work for damaged houses and so on. And the speaker, whose name I don't remember at the time, said that the concern about mold has been exaggerated out of all proportion. He said that nobody ever died of mold. The human race evolved living in caves, which are full of mold. And the susceptibility to mold has been blown out of proportion. And that was his point anyway. I don't know what the effect of that would be with the authorities or something. But certainly I cannot see why, if there's been mold in a place, why you can't take the thing out, spray it, and then treat the mold.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Excuse me. And I think certainly that would have to be checked out before we entered into a contract with anyone. Any other comments, John, from you on that?
No, that's it.
Jim Arthur, what do you think?
The question I have, I was a little fuzzy on that. Now, are you wanting to have that rehabilitated, put back together, dress up and then we sell it, keep it, or you want to just sell it as is?
Well, I think that's the option. Either sell it as is or have it rehabbed and then sell it when it's in a marketable condition. Bill seemed to think that he had told me before he thought we could get $20,000 for it as is. And then when he came back with that little estimate that he gave us that I sent to you, he indicated that the fellow working for him would give us $15,000 for it as is if we wanted to sell it. So my feeling was kind of that maybe we should set a price of $22,000, something like that, put it on the market and see what we get. That would take the liability away from us if we could get rid of it that way. The only problem is we don't have control over what type of rehab is done, you know, if we sell it as is. We don't know if the guy's going to do it on the cheap, you know.
It's got to meet certain things, the criteria for it to be in here. So
yeah,
that's kind of, I think that's a moot point, not to be disrespectful.
No, it's okay.
To sell that at $20,000, not put another dime in it, get rid of it.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. Judy, what do you think?
I don't make a
comment?
Sure, go ahead, Betty.
If I rehab this house, he's going to have all kinds of permits, right?
Yeah, I would think so, for electrical and plumbing and what have you, probably.
My sister hasn't gotten in her house yet. She waited 1 month for the electric company to come. The day they were supposed to come, they called the contractor and said, we can't be there, do what you have to do.
Hmm.
So now they're waiting for the inspector. And they couldn't inspect it until the guy went around and the survey man came back and surveyed. The doorknobs have to be so far, everything has to be so perfect in this house.
Yeah.
And she's still sitting here, and the house has been sitting there today, yesterday, 7 weeks.
Wow. And that was a house they brought in, a new house, right?
But I don't think we're going to have to worry too much about it if they contract it, because if they're that strict with a new house, surely they would be with one that was being renovated.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Pete, what do you think? Pete, do you have any comments?
I've been in that place a couple of times just looking at different things that you asked me to. And I know you mentioned that they said that they would have to repair the air conditioner. Now, it's an antique one, and it's probably beyond repair. All the appliances inside are the same way. I think, if I remember right, they were all starting to get rusty and what have you.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of repairing the appliances, they're all going to have to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we were smart, we'd just dump it and get rid of it. All the people would have a nice time repairing it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I hear you.
Another comment. If we were to sell that, we can give those guys in the contract a date where they at least have to start rehabbing the thing, so it doesn't sit there 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
We're not in a real estate business, and I think we're getting into something that is really out of our line. I don't think we need to fool that stuff.
So you're saying sell it as is and forget about it, eh?
Yeah, I just tell them they got 90 days to start rehab or whatever, get the permits. And then, once they get a permit, it only lasts so long.
Yeah, I know. It's usually 90 days. But, yeah, I thought about the same thing, Jim. So I emailed that our real estate attorney, Butch Conciore, I think his last name is, and asked him if we could sell it to someone with conditions on it, that it'd be rehabbed in a certain length of time and up to the standards of the park, and that we would keep title on it until the work was completed. And he said pretty much, yeah, you could, if you could find somebody that would want to agree to that those conditions, you could draw up a document. But he said, then you're kind of running into problems, because as long as you're holding the title, you're holding responsibility. And he went on with some other things, too, which was kind of discouraging, you know, to try to do that. So
we don't want to hold that title.
No, that's right. No, get rid of it as soon as we can. Richard, what do you think?
Well, I think you ought to just sell it and let somebody else rehab.
Yeah. Okay. Jan, how about you?
I agree. I think as long as we can at least get our money back for what we have put into it, we're not in here to make money on real estate, and let's just do the best we can.
Okay. Judy, how about you?
That's a lot worse.
I'm sorry?
What is the lot worth?
Well, we've been offered $15,000 through Bill Maron from the guy who, not an official offer, but Bill Maron said that his sidekick would give us $15,000 if we wanted to sell it as is. Bill Maron had told me before that we could probably get $20,000 for it if we put it on the market. So it's probably worth around $20,000. Oh, the lot itself, you mean, without the home on it? I don't know, but we'd have to pay around $5,000 to have it demolished. So at that point, we'd have about $16,000 or $17,000 into that lot. And as John had indicated earlier, you know, the chance of selling a vacant lot like that to someone who's only going to have to bring a home in of maybe $80,000 to $100,000 is probably kind of not a remote possibility, but probably the. You know, that's probably not going to happen right away. So anyway, to answer your question, I don't know what the lot itself would be if we had it cleared, how much it would be worth.
I agree that we need to dump it.
All that lot, that house out of there, the brick is all the way up to the lanai.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to take that out, so that would be up to us then to still get rid of it.
Yeah,
we could sell it for $15,000, and that's what you got in it, buddy. You better go today.
Yeah. Well, we got about 11, so we'd be out a little bit ahead on that. And plus then we our monthly dues would start coming in right away too.
That's
$100 a month.
We don't have any positive cash flow on it, and then we do is negative.
That's right. That's right. Richard, what do you think?
I agree. Stella.
Okay, Jan, how about you?
Yeah. No.
Judy, you answered the
question.
Okay. Well, do you think we should do it and put it on the market now and get rid of it, or should we wait till we get back and have the membership decide for sure? What's your feeling on that?
We don't need any membership money if we sell it, Bob. We don't have to wait for them to okay it, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
If we get out what we have in it.
Russ, do you agree with that?
Yeah. You need a motion to sell that thing?
Well, maybe, but should we set a price on it first? If we put it on the market, we've got to tell Bill Marin, and I would recommend that we go with him since he's done some legwork on it already. Should we set a price of $20,000 and see what kind of bids we get? What kind of offers we get?
Always go down.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, yeah.
The real estate people to start with is just let the people in the park know that it's available for X dollars. You know, the Tom Brainard who's expressed an interest in it, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to pull him in to address the board and see how convincing he is about how well he would do it and what would be done and you know, kind of psych out whether or not we're comfortable with what he has in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody else in that position.
Yeah.
What offer did he think he was going to get the house for? Somebody told me $5,000.
No, 15.
15? Okay.
And the bump it up in its ears, we won't even go with the realtor.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there might be two or three other people in the park who have got the same kind of idea.
Who is this, Tom? You live with this Anna.
He's got a girlfriend and he's hoping to move into the park, or he's got his eye on moving into the park anyway.
Yeah.
But there may be other people in a similar kind of situation too.
Well, you know, that's all well and good, John, and if we were there, I'd say, yeah, that's okay. We have them come before the board and talk about what they plan to do. On the other hand, if we put it in the hands of a real estate company, we set a price of, say, $25,000, and then we see what kind of offers come in, then it becomes more less subjective than it would if we're interviewing people, and that might not be a bad idea. And that way, we don't have to wait till we get back in November and start, you know. Well, I don't know. I'm thinking, I guess I'm greedy, but if it was me, I'd set it for 25 and then see what kind of offers I get. And then you can always decide if you want to accept or not.
List everybody on email.
I'm sorry?
Bob?
Yeah.
Why don't we have Mary just send out to all the membership in the form of email or whatever she has, this property is for sale, we're selling it, and here's the price. If you have interest, please contact the office and give them so many days, and then if they don't, let Bill Mary have it and sell it.
Well, we could do that. The problem is, I don't think, Mary, we don't have contact with all of the snowbirds, do we?
No, we probably have an email for about maybe 25% of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Have email.
We have addresses, though, don't we?
Have addresses that you want
mail it to them.
Mailing?
How
much is that
going to
cost us? $150
to mail
that many letters? Yeah.
Well, look, let me ask this. The property is not in an emergency situation now, is it? Do we have to do anything? Would it be better just to wait till we come back in November? And then that way we can, address the whole membership one way or another at the first meeting or whatever and let them know the property is for sale at that time. Rather than try to reach half the people now, and then the other half will say, well, we never got notice of it. Well, what do you think about waiting till we get back and just letting it sit for a while?
I think it's a good idea.
I think let us sell it immediately.
Well,
there's a letter out to those people. Right. If it costs $150 in postage, so be it. Send it out and give them the time. We need to get rid of this thing. From everything I'm reading and watching on the internet, what have you, this economy has a good, it looks like it's going to tank. Real estate is selling down here right now. I just sold one myself the other day, and it's moving a little. You're not getting rich, but you let that unemployment go up to 9.1 and some other things, it's going to be worse than what it is now. Now, I'm not being a prophet of doom, but I think while the angle, while the iron's hot, we need to strike and get rid of it. Waiting could be detrimental to our...
Okay. Anybody else have a comment?
Yes. The majority of the membership were aware of the situation before everybody went up north at the last meeting we discussed this. If there was any interest at that time, now if there is interest from one fellow, then I think we should at least set a price and tell them this is what we want and go for it. But other than that, if stuff will get any better, and it's just going to be longer, this house is just sitting there, and we're going to have to mow the lawn, and we're going to have to do this and everything, and there's no money coming in from
Well, you know, I have, I guess a personal feeling with the fellow John was talking about. I won't go into it, but he seemed a little bit aggressive in trying to get some information on that before. And so I have a little reservation about him, but that's strictly personal. But with him, we have him and the guy that works for Bill Maron, two people who we know are interested in it. Should we set a price at whatever you say, $20,000 to $25,000, and let the first one that comes in with that buy it?
If you got a man that Bill Maron wants to come in here, says he'll give you
$17,000,
that's it.
I agree.
There you go, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, he's a contractor. And Bill says he'll do a good job, you know. He doesn't do a half-assed job on it.
We have another one right down the street from it.
Okay. Well, that sounds good to me. It's $17,000. We still make some money on it. We're not being greedy, so he'd probably do that.
Our last quarter back, that's enough.
I'm sorry, Betty?
But if you get your last quarter that you have in it back, that's enough, because we've got another house that's deplorable just like that one that's just sitting there. And if it's steep cuts the grass and it's falling down and it's the biggest mess and the people are tired of it, you need to go to work on that next.
Okay. Well, if someone would want to make a motion, that sounds good to me. If someone might want to make a motion, then we can vote on it. To get back to Bill Maron, indicate that we'll take $17,000 from the fellow who offered us $15,000, and if he takes it, we get rid of it. So moved, did you say, Jim?
Yep.
And I second it.
Okay. So all in favor of that, any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, I'll send Bill an email as soon as the meeting's over and let him know what you decided. Okay, is there anything else that we should discuss? I see that we bought a new lawnmower, Betty. Was that to replace that one that kind of disappeared?
When did you buy a new lawnmower? Nobody ran it by me.
Well, I don't know. I just saw, Mary, do you know, I got the Wells Fargo daily report. It said lawnmower $200 and something.
No, that was the battery. For that, remember that?
Oh, yes. Okay, my mistake. For the chainsaw, was it?
I had trouble with the chainsaw, and Butch took it back Tuesday, and the guy gave him a new battery. Well, he ordered him two batteries. He bought one, and he's given him a new battery for that chainsaw.
Okay.
I did okay him to buy it.
Okay, that's fine. I just saw it was from a lawnmower place, and I thought they bought a lawnmower.
No. Another thing while we're here, you know, the fence rows are horribly bad.
The what?
The fence rows all the way around, you know.
Yeah.
Around the property.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they could do that before the fall anyway, but I think we would be better off to get an outside contractor in here once a year and do that and be done with it.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you why.
you have to go out on the other side of that fence, and then you've got to haul all of that brush out of there. So you cannot cut it and leave it because of some fire hazards.
Yeah.
And it is a mess. And I think we should start thinking about getting someone to do that. And Pete Lord says he thinks so too.
Well, you want to get a couple of bids on that? See what price we're looking at?
Yeah, there's places around this fence where them trees are growing 5, 6, 8 feet inside of the park over the fence.
Uh-huh.
Through the fence, all kinds of stuff laying on the fence, and it's got to be done.
And all that stuff has to be hauled out of there. We have no, what Tom did the last time, he had an old truck he took back in there and did it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
the county all done with that preserve back. But there's still dirt and everything piled up against the fence. I know between John and my house is leaning the fence over. And I think they should come in there and get some of that. I'm working on that with you.
We could, Mary, you got the contact name and number, right, on that? Let Mary know where the problem is, and we can call them up and see if they'll take care of it. They've been pretty cooperative so far. Okay?
Okay. I'll walk this fence down from the clubhouse.
Yeah.
The activities building down.
Okay. And I think if you want to get some bids on, excuse me, I got frog in my throat. If you want to get some bids on having somebody come in and do that, why don't you do that? Let's take a look at it, and we'll go ahead and have it done. Unless somebody, how's the board feel about that? Any disagreement on that? Okay, then why don't you go ahead and do that, Betty, if you will.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes.
Yeah, go.
Conrad asked me to bring up horticultural. I have a guy that's picking up stuff they shouldn't be picking up. I said, I'll bring it up. I just did.
Okay. To give us a little more information on that, if you have any. I don't.
And then tell the contractor this time I'm out there after I'm all over that I'm supposed to do.
You're not supposed to, no.
I know nothing. No one's here. I'm just trying to bring it up.
I told her no. They were told to say, I can't pick it up. No. I'm
about the open. Pete, what's the deal on that? Do you know?
Yeah, we sent him a registered letter to wash his house before, and he never did wash it. He washed the awnings himself, but the house has never been washed.
Yeah, well, I walk up, because I walk in the mornings, and he had some people in there cutting down a tree, a couple young guys. And he said, we're putting this out here so they can pick it up, and we're cutting it up. And I said, well, it's still pretty big, but I said, those guys, if you're paying them to cut down the tree, they're supposed to haul it out.
That's right.
He just looked at me and he didn't say anything. And then the next day, our guys went up with the backhoe and picked it up. And that's all I know about it.
Mm-hmm. We don't have a definite policy on that, do we?
Yes, we do.
What is it, Pete?
Policy is if you live in the park and you can take the spot that you cut down to the RV area and put it in the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't live in the park, when you print something, you take it with you. And this should also apply to the people that cut the grass. If they have a pond frond, they should take that pond frond and they should take it over and put it in the dumpster. Now, have Chuck or some butcher, Steve, go ahead and do it for them. That's not their job. It's written right out in my book.
Yeah. Well, I know we talked last season about sending the butcher Steve over and doing a lot of landscaping for people, and I thought we cut that out. As far as picking up the brush, that sounds like a good policy to me, Pete. If it's somebody in the park, and that has to be within reason too, I guess. Anyone working in the park, go ahead and dump it. But if it's an outside contractor, certainly they should haul it off when they're finished. That sounds reasonable to me.
These guys that are working in the park, they're also getting paid to do this, take it all the way.
That's right. That's right.
They should be. They should take their own horticulture waste over to the dumpster and dump it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have just, by scuttlebutt, I guess you call it, I've been told that our people were told to pick up everything. If it's off the road, pick it up and make it look good.
That's what they said when they put the garbage up, when they started picking it up.
So,
I thought if you cut
yourself,
as a homeowner, you could set it out front and
if you cut
your trees in Tremont.
Yeah.
You can put, if you tie it up, a bag is, you put it out, 4 foot long. You put it out front, they'll pick it up.
Right.
If you go across the street and you trim your neighbors, you take it to the dumpster.
Well, this was a great big old pine tree, and I mean, you couldn't, I couldn't even kick it.
I'm
right here. I'm right here. Well, and he's got this stuff that's still about 5 foot long up there. Well, and he called horse in his house.
Well, he wants to have me more often because I'm going to cut it. I'll come and get it, everybody else is doing it, why don't you? I said, man, I don't believe it. I'll haul it myself, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, Betty, you're in charge of the maintenance guys for grounds work, right? Betty?
Yes.
I say you're in charge of the maintenance crew for the grounds work, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, why don't you decide what needs to be done on that, if you want, and then just give them direction on what to do.
Well, you want me to tell you really how I think about it? On that empty lot up there on the 90 Pond, if there's a pond farm land down there or something and they go by, I think that I myself will pull it out to the street, they should pick it up. All these people are gone, and yesterday, I even pulled some out of the park the other day and put them in the dump, the front loader myself. And when all this stuff lays around, from April until October, it looks pretty darn bad. And what, it doesn't take them another 10 minutes to pick up two farm ponds, and that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But what about these trees? I didn't say anything about you cutting all these on half.
You can draw a line someplace. It's just like we
do. You mean like Bob?
Yes.
So then he should have hauled them off himself. He has a truck, and he should have taken them back.
He informed me that he came to the office, and he was told they would pick it up.
And he didn't ask me.
Mary, what kind of directions are we giving people who inquire about that?
Hey, about 3 or 4 years ago, I had an orchid tree cut down in my backyard, and it cost me $500 to have that all to the dump.
Yeah.
And it was because I used an outside helper. And Becky came by and specifically told me, you cannot, that does not go down to our dumping area. You have to pay to have that hauled off. And I paid it.
Yeah.
And as far as that tree up there on North Road at Bob Fraser's, I paid to have that trimmed for 2 straight years. And I looked up at it. I said, well, the next year, he said, somebody's been trimming my tree. I said, what tree? He said, this palm tree. Well, he never cut it. He never had it trimmed again. And so I guess when Betty brought it to his attention that it had something had to be done, he's cut it down. He's left that tall stump there that I'm told is there at least. And that should be pulled out by Butch and a bill given to him because he's had ample time to get that thing out of there.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments?
Well, he had that tree cut down, he said, because he was tired of trimming it.
He didn't trim it.
$2 to have Sue take a trim because I hired the man to do it. But you have to have one with buckets, and it cost her $48. But I told her it had to be done, and she had it done.
Right.
Well, look, yes, sir. I asked Mary, though, before, what specific instructions do we give people when they call for work to be done like that? Do you have any, what do you tell them?
We don't typically call. That is the question, though. I do get occasional calls for stump removal, and I get her $30 to dig out a stump if they call a stump remover.
Well, what'd you say, Betty?
They charge $30 if they
have
them taken out.
I don't think we should get involved in it. We've always told them that any outside contractors have to haul out their own, and that would be it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys agree with what Pete's saying on that then, right?
What's that, Bob?
I was asking if the rest agreed with what you had to say on that. You said that's a pretty firm policy that we've had.
Yes, it's written right out in our regulations or whatever section it's in our handbook here.
Yeah.
I think Betty will take care of it. Just let her wrangle with it.
And now, one other thing.
Well,
while we're on this subject.
I'll have to call me and I'll go.
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
I don't care. Before you guys went north,
we decided that we weren't going to give out loads of dirt anymore. It was just going to be they could have a 5 gallon bucket.
Right.
Okay. I've talked to the boys 2 or 3 times about it, and they're still taking buckets of dirt to them.
They still do?
Yep. They will not listen.
Well, they've got to be given specific directions, and Betty, let them know what the policy is on that, because I noticed we just had another load of dirt brought in over the summer for $250.
And Betty, let her deal with it.
I'll deal with it. If somebody really needs a big bucket full, could they pay the park and have it done?
Well, that's an option, I suppose, but we don't have a policy set on that yet.
I think we should let Betty just take care of that. And if it's a situation like she said, she's not going to rape the pocketbook. If it's to help somebody out, that's different. But
yeah. Well, Betty, take a look at it and work with Pete on it and see if there's any need to change the policy or to rewrite the policy or whatever. And in the meantime, let's use a little common sense on what's done. And then we'll get back in November, then we can take a closer look at it and decide if we need to change the policy. What, can you do that?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Betty, is that okay?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay.
I think we need to send Bob Fraser a letter about getting rid of that.
He has a registered letter.
Oh, he does? Well,
I called him myself. And Mary who before
the first of the year.
And Mary called him, and then she sent him a registered letter.
Well, let me say, in the registered letter, did it say that if you don't do it, we'll do it and charge you for it?
It did.
And did we set a price?
There's a large trees that's on the trucks downtown.
I don't know.
And it's his property. Yes.
All the way around.
Who cut it down? Him? I saw him and a woman out there working the other day.
Sure, that's wishes, but now he has these guys and they might take a truck. And it's probably Price's property, but I know.
Well, look, we've got a right to, at least for the grass, and I think that extends to tree stumps and things like that too, to notify a person if they don't do the work within a certain time that we'll do it and charge it against the property. So if that's the case with Bob Pressure, let's do that. I don't know what the charge should be. Pete, do you have any idea? $50 or what?
Yes. Mr. Austin lived on Peak Lake, and his house was deplorable. And Bernie came down to my house and asked if I was going to do something about it. I came to the office and I called and he said, Betty, I did not know my house looked like that. He said, will you tell me someone who can do it? And I said, I will call you back. And I went home and I got altar clean. He cleans a lot of houses in this park and he's a very honest man and he does a wonderful job. And he... $60 or $70. So anyway, he washed my house one day, and I gave him a $20 tip. And then 2 days later, he's back at my house, and he said, Miss Temple, you gave me a nice tip, but you gave me an extra $20. I'm returning it. So I feel very, very free to ask people if they don't do it themselves, and they want someone. I know he is a good man, and he does it right. And I think that...
You want $60 or $70?
Yeah.
Good
enough. Well, that's what you're going to have to do with Mr. Fresher, because he's just not going to do it. Because he received 3 letters last year that I know of, because I sent one to him, and then before the new regime took over.
Well, let me understand exactly what it is. He's got a tree that he had cut, but he didn't remove the stump.
He also has another one up on South Shrub. It was up there last night. I went up there.
I will go down there and check it out, and I will tell Butch in the morning if it's there. Like Jan says, the whole tree. Do not pick it up.
Yeah, okay.
Pick it up, okay?
Okie-doke. Yeah, go ahead and do what you think is proper on it. When we get back, then we'll take a closer look at it.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
I think tomorrow I'd like to have a talk with Butch and Steve about throwing the hose up.
Yeah, okay.
If they got to say about it.
Yeah.
I mean, they work for us. How the hell can they refuse to do it? What is that?
Well, I don't know that they've refused. We didn't give them a direct order. But yeah, go ahead, Richard, and see what they say. I don't know why they can't do it. I don't know how much work we're talking about. It doesn't seem like that much.
I guarantee you it's a day of work.
Personally, nobody's ever really got in there and said, you must do this.
That's right.
If you talk to Bernie, he'll
tell them to do it, I'm sure they will do it.
Well, Steve's last comment to me was, we're just a hired help. We do whatever we're told to do.
Yeah. Well, Betty, why don't you get with Richard, talk to those guys, and if you know, if they can do it reasonably, they should go ahead and do it. If it's a day's work, well, what the hell, you know, spread it out over two or three.
Okay, it's not a great deal of work.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah, go ahead, Richard, get with Betty and talk to him on that.
I'm just thinking on the day's work.
More holes than we know in the hell.
Because Steve has been so busy cutting grass around here, and you should see this place. It is awful. Everybody's yard looks like hay fields.
You should see Judy's yard. It looks like a hay field. They cut it when it's fall.
Is it my yard?
Yeah. Terrible.
I didn't know that.
And somebody cut that Sally Smith's brother-in-law.
I'm getting a regular bill for four times a month.
This morning,
Okay, well, folks, we're kind of getting away, and everybody's kind of talking on it. Why don't we, Betty, do what you think is proper on that. When we get back, it looks like we need to sit down and discuss it further and maybe, you know, come up with some definite rules on what we're going to do for next year. You and I talked about that, I think, by email some time ago. So do what you can this year, and when we get back, we'll come out with some definite policies that the board can adopt, and we'll let the membership know. Through the meetings and through our website. So, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? So, go ahead, Richard, and talk to those guys with Betty, and if need be, just Betty, just tell them that that's what we want them to do. The board decided to do that. Okay, anything else? Well, okay, it's been a pleasure talking to everybody and hearing your voices. I'm kind of anxious to get back down there, so.
Need a motion to adjourn?
Yes, we do. Are you making one, John?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, is there a second on that?
I'm second.
Okay, Betty, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned, and you guys have a pleasant September and October. And if need be, we'll have another meeting before then. If not, I'll see you in November.
Bye. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right, Betty. Have a good time.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay.
Bob, you're not
going to
be there in October?
No, I won't be there. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah. They'll have a meeting?
They'll have a meeting. Betty will have a meeting, but they don't expect to have a quorum. They normally don't have a quorum in October. If they do, though, certainly they can, you know, take any action that's deemed appropriate. But no, I won't be back until November. And typically they tell me that's the first meeting when we have a quorum.
It is. Okay, so it would be okay if I were... I didn't have to come back in October.
Oh, right? Sure. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. No, whenever you normally come back, that'll be fine. Yeah.
All right.
We can still get you on the phone conference for board meetings, so.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
September 17th, October
9th. Well, what is it, Betty?
September 17th until October 9th, I'm going to be out of the park.
Oh, where are you going to go?
I'm going to Memphis.
Oh, okay. Go down on Music Row over there, right?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
See you later.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.